Professor Jane Nana Opokuagyemang, Vice President of the Republic of Ghana, the Honorable Minister for Foreign Affairs and officials of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, senior government officials, high commissioners and ambassadors designates, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. I warmly welcome you to the Flagstaff House for this meaningful ceremony at which I formally commission a new batch of High Commissioners and Ambassadors designates to represent the Republic of Ghana abroad. This occasion marks a solemn stage in your appointment process, undertaken pursuant to my constitutional authority under Article 74(1) of the 1992 Constitution. Your appointment is not merely an honor, it is a call to high national service. From this moment onwards, you must embody Ghana's unity, its values, credibility, and aspirations, and your conduct must be national in character, above partisanship, and firmly guided by the supreme interests of the Republic of Ghana. You've been selected based on character, competence, and experience. You assume your responsibilities at a time of profound global change, when geopolitical tensions, economic realignments, technological disruptions and climate pressures are reshaping international relations. In this environment, Ghana expects sound judgment, strategic thinking, disciplined leadership, and unwavering commitment to our national interests from you. These are the qualities modern diplomacy demands. Ghana's strong reputation as a stable democracy and a peaceful, responsible nation is a result of decades of sacrifice and national consensus. You are entrusted with safeguarding and strengthening this reputation. You must project Ghana as a dependable partner, as a predictable destination for business and tourism, and a principled yet pragmatic voice in regional and global affairs. As a nation shaped by the Pan-African vision of our founding leaders, Ghana's foreign policy is anchored in the belief that Africa must help shape global outcomes, not merely react to them. I therefore urge you to articulate a Ghanaian voice that speaks with clarity, confidence, and conviction in pursuit of an Africa that is respected, prosperous, and united. Distinguished envoys, Ghana's diplomacy will be judged not by ceremony alone, but by results. Your work must translate into jobs, growth, opportunities, security, and measurable benefits for our people. You are expected to pursue economic diplomacy with urgency by attracting strategic investments, expanding non-traditional exports, promoting tourism, facilitating innovation and technology transfer, and strengthening Ghana's competitiveness in global markets. Every partnership you build, every market you open and every investor you attract must serve a broader national purpose. The government has embarked on a reset agenda grounded in integrity, efficiency, accountability, and results-driven governance. As heads of mission, you are required to reflect this national reset by moving from passive representation to purposeful engagement, from routine reporting to proactive problem-solving, and from presence to impact. Your mission plans must be firmly aligned with Ghana's development priorities. In this regard, the government has introduced a performance management framework for heads of mission anchored in clear key performance indicators. This framework is designed to strengthen accountability, reward excellence, improve service delivery, and ensure that every mission functions as a strategic tool for national development. Under it, your performance will be assessed on outcomes in trade and investment, the quality of partnerships you build, the efficiency of consular services, engagement with the Ghanaian diaspora, and the prudent management of public resources. At the same time, high performance must be matched with discipline and prudence. The government has approved cost containment measures, including rent ceilings for missions and a shift away from unsustainable rental and leasing arrangements. I expect full compliance with all directives and procurement procedures. Ghana's diplomacy must be known not only for excellence, but also value for money, transparency, and responsible stewardship. Distinguished envoys, beyond policies and targets, diplomacy is ultimately about character. You are the living faces of Ghana. Conduct yourselves with dignity, discipline, and humility. Uphold the highest ethical standards. Respect confidentiality, and let your conduct reflect the values we cherish. Those are honesty, respect, fairness, professionalism, and service. Listen carefully, speak thoughtfully, negotiate wisely, and represent Ghana with calm confidence. I urge you to engage our diaspora with seriousness and empathy. The Ghanaian diaspora remains a vital national asset, contributing to our economy, projecting our culture, and supporting our national renewal. Therefore, let your missions be welcoming to them, be responsive to their issues, and humane, ensuring that every Ghanaian abroad receives professional and compassionate assistance. I also encourage you to work collegially with all staff of your respective missions and to foster harmonious, disciplined, and professional work environments in your missions. Effective leadership abroad begins with unity within the mission. As I commission you today, I do it with confidence in your competence and dedication. Ghana expects excellence, and so you must serve with purpose, and your tenure must be marked by results, stronger partnerships, expanded opportunities for our people, and a higher standing of our nation in the Committee of Nations. I congratulate you on your appointment. May your service bring honor to Ghana, strengthen our friendships, and advance prosperity for our people. May the Almighty God guide and protect you and continue to bless our beloved country, Ghana. I thank you.